these relationships a little bit. You don't have to have the whole damn thing memorized. To understand the fundamental principles gives you a tool for intuiting and understanding what's going on with different frequency zones, sort of guessing where a frequency is and so forth. Just gives you a handle on what's actually going on in edge space. And so what I'm really interested in and what I will test for is, you know, sort of understanding the basic principles. Okay? The larger the period, the longer the time for a single cycle, the lower the frequency. Somebody say something interesting about the velocity of sound. Anybody say anything interesting? Someplace, maybe a mountain valley or a lake, where you can hear, you can see something happening and then hear the sound. And so you can tell if that lightning is about to threaten yourself or your house or not. And noticing that the sound of the truck is totally desynchronized. The truck. Somebody else. How long an individual cycle, okay, are low sounds, short wavelengths, or long wavelengths? Sorry?
Long.
Okay, no, come on. Look, even if you get it wrong, that's perfectly fine. It's perhaps to goad you with the gentle nudge of a cattle prod to really engage these ideas. Okay? I mean, that's the purpose of the Dharma. The point here is not a grade. The point here is learning. Let's try to separate one from the other and really focus on, you know, these ideas, which are, look, they're powerful, amazing ideas. Then I know, I can immediately say what frequency inheres. 32 feet per second. Sound travel changed the laws of physics. The more you use it, the more you're involved with it, the more familiar it will be.
So what's the way?
Define the wavelength, you just take the period and multiply it by 2.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Let's just pause there for a moment. Oh, you do you want me to just, I can walk through it. Okay, so I'm going to use these units. Oh, so yeah, you know, the term that we actually added here was a unit of measure, which is cents. It's a nice sort of singular effect. Okay, so the point is this. If I have frequency of some sort, okay, if I've got sound traveling at some rate, the amount of time it takes for one cycle is the period, so the speed. So, you know, incidentally, there are, of course, many things that have frequency beyond sound. So, you know, a relatively, I was talking about radio waves. Let's stop that. I won't go off on a tangent.